This week saw thousands of Americans preparing to be sent to the Persian Gulf for a potential military strike against Iraq. Also mobilizing were thousands of protesters around the country, heading to demonstrations scheduled this weekend in Washington, D.C. and San Francisco. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on efforts by the anti-war movement to put together a broad-based coalition to oppose the conflict.
Since the first signs of another war with Iraq, there's been movement against it. In the beginning, protests were made up of groups that fundamentally oppose any kind of violence, alongside left-wing organizations that generally oppose the Bush administration. But the message was all over the place. Not just, no war with Iraq, but also, stop corporate globalization, support Palestinians, bring justice to Colombia, award reparations for slavery, and so on. Now the movement has broadened, says Todd Gitlin, professor at Columbia University.
In the last few months, groups of a mainstream disposition, online groups, religious groups, people outside the charmed circle of the organized left have been coming forward with their own demonstrations, their own slogans, their own newspaper ads, their own lobbies, to represent the mainstream opinion, which is opposed to going to war with Iraq.
While most national polls show a majority of Americans supporting the president on Iraq, it's clear that the opposition is no longer coming solely from the fringes. One example is the National Council of Churches, a broad umbrella organization of Christian congregations representing some 50 million people. Reverend Bob Edgar, a former Democratic congressman, heads the group and says many people support President Bush in general, but
this particular war and prospect of war has caught the attention of people across the United States who just really question the preemptive nature of the conversation and want to know, is this war justified?
Compare that with the message coming from the organization that planned tomorrow's march, ANSWER. That's Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. Mara Verheiden-Hilliard is one of its leaders.
This war drive is really a war for empire. The quest for empire is a quest for domination in which human needs come after corporate profits, in which human beings and resources of the world exist solely for the purpose of profit.
And for those who are not drawn by church organizations or the more radical groups, there is MoveOn.org. It's a public advocacy group that campaigns over the internet, and it's attracted attention with its television ad campaign, Let the Inspections Work. Wes Boyd is president of MoveOn.org and says 250,000 people have signed a petition against a war with Iraq.
There's an alternative going on right now. There are inspectors in the country traveling around, inspecting at will, looking for weapons, disarming Iraq. This is what they did 10 years ago, and that's what they're doing now.
Boyd says if the inspectors find weapons, they can destroy them. If they don't find weapons, all the better. But Boyd says those who will not be marching tomorrow need to know that a war in this region would have very high stakes.
People have to remember that war isn't easy, that escalation in war happens often, and we have to be prepared for it. That the American people, if we're going to war, we have to know that that's what we're facing.
There's no predicting the size of tomorrow's protests, especially amid a Washington cold snap. But in October, marchers numbered around 100,000. Some activists say it's unusual for so many to protest events that have not yet taken place, and that more are likely to march as the U.S. moves closer to waging war on Iraq. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.